Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Fines SA says that the nationwide auto rollout starts the 1st of December 2025, with the demerit system phasing in afterwards. We wanted to understand what it meant. What does it mean if we hit the threshold? Can our license be suspended? And can it even be cancelled? Not that we can even get a new one printed, but that's another whole conversation. Joining us this morning is Barry Berman. He's the CEO of Fines SA. Barry, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. So what is the timeline for this auto rollout? Because I still find it difficult to believe it's actually happening.
Yes, Howard, I think a lot of people would agree with you there. It has been 15 years in the making, but we are very positive now that the RTIA, who is responsible for auto, has got all their ducks in a row. And so from the 1st of December, the rollout will commence. As I'm sure you know and your viewers would know, the trial period has been going in Gauteng and Tshwane for the last 15 years. And from 1 December, there'll be another 69 municipalities, which are the major metropolitan areas, which will be starting to issue auto fines.
And what does this mean in terms of the demerit, in terms of the demerit system? This is the part that's freaking me, because I've got kids who drive cars that are in my name. I mean, I'm forever paying fines probably through your portal, actually. But I'm forever paying fines. I don't know who's getting them where. Now, I think it's going to take 10 days and I'm going to lose my license without driving a kilometer.
So, I mean, that is a possibility. So, you know, this new system is going to be a game changer in South Africa. It's going to have very strict timelines. So, I think what's important for the viewers to understand is that you need to be on top of your game. You need to have the Fines SA app or have access to the portal in real time, because you will benefit if you are organized here. Within 32 days of receiving the infringement, first of all, you can save. So that's a big plus, you know, for having your ducks in a row. You'll get a 50% discount if you settle your fine within the first 32 days. Thereafter, you would then pay the full amount, but then 32 days later, they start adding on fees. So there's a courtesy letter that gets issued that's going to cost you another $100, and then 32 days later, another 100 rand, because that fine then escalates and it becomes an enforcement order, which then means that you are blocked on the Enator system, which then means that you can't renew your car license disc, you can't renew your drivers, you can't buy or sell a car. And this is even before we even start to talk about the demerit points.
Right. So what is the way, how does it work with demerit points? If you aren't even the driver of the vehicle, surely this is going to cause complete chaos. It can't just be for me. I've got a small number of cars in my name. What about people who have a fleet in their names?
Yes, so that has been catered for. I mean, it is quite an onerous process, because you would need to nominate a driver. Who was the driver at the time, and have them sign an official form and submit that to the agency, that RTIA that I spoke about earlier, and then they will then transfer that fine into the driver's actual name. So you need to be really organized and on top of your game here when the system launches. Otherwise, you are going to be the one that's going to feel the pain here in a big way.
Do you think that this is overall a good system? Do you think this will help to improve the quality of driving in South Africa? Because I'd imagine that's the whole point here.
That is definitely the point. I mean, this is a system that's been proven, you know, on the global stage. It's kind of best practice. And because of the carnage on the roads, I mean, there had to be an overhaul of the existing system, because I think there's been a culture in South Africa of people just ignoring, not paying fines, getting away with it, and then continuing with the bad behavior. So now you're going to feel that pain. you are going to be blocked on the system. And I think the a big kind of, you know, reflection point is also that the old system, the Department of Transport, the Traffic Department, used to come after you if you didn't pay your fine. They would try and find you, they'd issue a summons, they'd issue a warrant, you know, they're trying to arrest you. Now what's going to happen is you are being blocked, and then you can't do anything. The only way that you can unblock yourself is by then actually settling your fines.
Right. So you know you're going to have to, you're going to have to do that. So just a final word is your advice to our listeners heading towards December.
Definitely sign up on FinesSA's online platform. Then you'll get full visibility of everything that's happening. We also send out a monthly email statement. We send out a WhatsApp to alert you. There's also our FinesSA app, which has proven highly popular. Then you just have the knowledge. And then obviously it's up to the motorist to decide if they're going to settle the fines and when. And the advice is the earlier you settle, the more you save. It's going to escalate anyway, so you might as well take advantage of saving the 50%, and then obviously drive more cautiously, then you won't have these problems.
Exactly. Pull yourself together and be responsible. That is where we leave it. Thank you for that. At least that gives us some sense as to how to we can anticipate this. Barry Berman, Chief Executive Officer at Fines SA.